Tension is rising in the northeastern city of Hasakeh in Syria. Damascus says Kurdish forces there escalated provocative acts and deliberately attacked Syrian army positions to take over the city. That prompted the Syrian Air Force to pound the Kurdish positions there. Immediately afterward, the U.S. jets were scrambled to Hasakeh. Washington has warned that its aircraft will respond if its so-called advisors operating with the Kurds come under attack.
We all know the Kurds' desire of separation and federalization. The attacks are not a solo step by the Kurds. This is an American decision and step. The U.S. wants to set that part of Syria ablaze to make up for the losses of terrorists in Aleppo. The U.S. wants to pressure the Syrian government and its allies.
The Syrian Army Command said in a statement that Assayish forces, which it described as the military wing of the PKK, killing military personnel and civilians. The army added the Assayish targeted government institutions, looted oil and abducted civilians. The statement concluded that army troops will confront any attack.
Syria is serious about striking terrorism or any side that tries to partition Syria. Not just the Syrian government, but also its allies will not allow that to happen. I believe there could be further escalation.
In Aleppo, the scene remains the most violent. Syrian and Russian warplanes continue to hit terrorist positions south and southwest of Aleppo in the 1070 quarter, Ramuse, and around the military academies. The aim is to push back terrorists and establish a secure perimeter around the city. Syrian fighter jets do not seem to be planning on leaving the air over Aleppo or Hasakeh. The Syrian army is giving a clear message that its fight against terrorism will not stop, no matter how ferocious the battles become. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.